Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, I noticed that I have a charge from your company on my bank statement, and I had called about it, and they said I was supposed to get a confirmation email that it was refunded, and I have not yet, and that was 3 days ago.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you is go ahead and get your zip code and get your account pulled up.
It's 50148.
Okay, just to make sure I heard that correctly, you did say 50148.
Correct.
And can I have your first and last name?
It's for Earl Ray.
Okay. Can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for me?
605 State Street, Luscombe, Iowa, 50148.
Okay, so if you'll just hold one moment while I go ahead and see what's going on with your account, okay? Okay, ma'am. So I do see on the 22nd you did call in and speak with someone, and they did go ahead and explain to you that these are valid charges and we cannot refund that $91.89 because it did stay in the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial of those products, and you did click that box.
Okay. Well, nothing was clicked on and nothing was shipped. So we've already gone through the bank, so...
Okay, ma'am, are you saying that you filed a dispute with your bank?
Yeah, that part's already been done.
Okay, ma'am, so what you'll have to do is go ahead and call back with your bank on the line and for us to go ahead and refund you, issue you a refund. We will have to hear your bank say that they dropped the dispute. So if you just give us a call back with your bank on the line, we can go ahead and issue you a refund.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can cancel the dispute right now over the thing, so they should be able to send you a refund when no product was given and I don't even know what this is.
Yes, ma'am. So you do have the testosterone?
No.
And the nitro testosterone?
No.
But I do apologize. But with that knowledge being said, you will have to call back with your bank on the line, ma'am, and we can go ahead and issue you a refund on that.
Okay, but I can cancel it myself.
I do understand that, ma'am, but we do have to hear it from the bank.
That a dispute has been canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so why couldn't you guys have just done the refund to begin with? Instead of having to call the bank to call you guys back.
Well, ma'am, that $91.89 is a valid charge. So without you filing a dispute with your bank, we cannot issue you a refund.
Okay, but on the 22nd, that wasn't stated. So the refund could have been issued on the 22nd. So that's the same statement for two different dates. So that's what I'm saying. That makes no sense for you to tell me that I can call back and say that it's been not disputed when the 22nd you could have refunded it.
Well, yes, ma'am. So, but you did not,
It wasn't stated. I hadn't disputed it with the bank at that time. So it could have been refunded. No product was given. And I don't know what this is for. I don't need testosterone. So it should have just been refunded. Is there a supervisor we can talk to and this can be taken care of?
Well, ma'am, I do understand, but the supervisor is going to inform you the same as me. That $91.89 was a valid charge. So with you filing a dispute, they would have went ahead and refunded you that $91.89. But when they do find out that it is a valid charge, they will take it back. But if you do call back with the bank on the line, we can go ahead and see what we can do for you. but I am not allowed to touch your account with said dispute being filed.
Okay, well, you can't see the dispute, and I've already canceled it now online. So now the dispute is canceled, so issue the refund. Or I can just call back and state the same exact thing now that it's canceled. I shouldn't have to have the bank say, yes, something is canceled. They haven't issued a refund. A refund just needs to be issued.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I will have to hear that from your bank.
Okay, just transfer me to a supervisor.
Okay, if you hold one moment. Okay, ma'am. So, I did go ahead and get all the information my supervisor will need. And I am about to transfer you. So thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Mm-hmm.